divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear brothers and sisters, a humble and loving Sai Ram to you all. It is a great privilege that for the first time, our students of Sri Satya Sai Prashanti Divine Valley School, Dibrugarh, Assam, are going to perform a dance drama titled Juganayak Srimanta Hongardev in Sai Kulwan Hall before our beloved Swami. With a deep sense of gratitude, we offer our prayer to Bhagwan for showering your divine blessings on us. Today, with your divine grace, we are here to offer you our love and gratitude by offering a gamusa and a horai at your divine lotus feet. The gamusa and the horai are symbols of Assamese culture and a traditional way of paying love and respect. Sri Srimanta Hongardev, a religious saint from Assam, was born in the year 1449 AD and left his physical body in the year 1568 AD after a long life of nearly 120 years. Mahapuruk Srimanta Hongardev, a saint scholar, playwright, social religious reformer, is a colossal figure in the cultural and religious history of Assam. Sri Hongardev is credited with the lofty work of providing a thread of unity to Assam, straddling two major kingdoms, Kus and Kosari, and creating a religion, Ek Sharan Harinama Dharma, that gave shape to new values and social synthesis. Ek Sharan Harinama Dharma, which preached devotion to single God, Lord Krishna. He opened the door of religion to all and sundry. Sai Ram.
Of Assam became vicious due to violence, animal sacrifice in the name of religion, a great soul emerged on the scene. He was none other than Srimanta Shankardeva, believed by many to be an incarnation of God.
भारत अद्भुतानं अधर्मस्य तदात्मनं सृजम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशय दुष्कृतां धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भवामि युगे युगे
हरे
a place called Alipukuri of Bordua, Assam, this avatar was a wonder boy right from his very childhood. Childhood, Sankara used to exhibit tremendous amount of energy and courage in his personality. Very kind-hearted since his childhood. Like our beloved Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, he was particularly kind to animals, birds, trees, and other fellow human beings. Like Baba, he was the embodiment of love. Once, Sankara's friends wanted to kill a deer. Sankara told his friends that animals and birds all have prana and hence killing of any living being is unfair. It's a sin. He advised people to be kind to every living being. Baba also taught us to love all. Sankara, right from childhood, had shown amazing talents in diverse fields. While still a little boy, Sankara wrote a wonderful poem with the help of only Vyanjan Varnas to the complete exclusion of Swara Varnas. Sankara's guru, Mahendra Kandali, the greatest poet of the century, was amazed by the quality of the poem composed by young Sankara.
Karatala Kamala, Kamala Dala Nayana, Bhava Dava Dahana, Gahana Vana Khayana, Kharatara Barahata Hatada Khabadana Khagasara Nagadhara Hanadhara Khayana.
Deeply impressed by Sankara's verses and talents, Guru Mahendra Kandali made him the leader of his students. In real terms, it was as if the beginning of a new era, eliminating dirt, filth and darkness, as if a new journey of light had begun.
Ramana, Nigatarana, Panira.
us of appropriate means to give proper education to illiterates and downtrodden, Shankara started to study the Vedas, the Gita, the Upanishads, and other Indian scriptures. He also started traveling the holy places of India. Shankaradeva gave the people of Assam the essence of all scriptures in a highly organized and easily acceptable form. He started a new Vaishnava movement and developed a new religion, Ekasaran Nama Dharma. According to Shankara, instead of worshipping many deities and sacrificing animals, only the Supreme Being should be worshipped, and that too by reciting religious hymns. Shankaradeva had to face considerable opposition from the orthodox section of the society. In order to escape the ire of the people, he had to move and take shelter under the protective wing of the king Naranarayana. One day, King Naranarayana asked Shankaradeva to put an elephant in a small earthen way, which obviously was an impossible task. But Srimanta Shankaradeva realized a deeper meaning of it and accomplished the task, which was literally impossible. He organized and abbreviated the essence of Vedas, the Puranas, and the Upanishads of Srimad Bhagavat into a booklet titled Gunamala and put it into a small earthen vessel. This impressed the king and he became speechless. Naranarayan's younger brother, Sila Rai, the undefeated, brave, intelligent, and efficient warrior, became a disciple of Sankardeva. Irrespective of caste, creed, and religion, devotees from all walks of life came to Srimanta Sankardeva and became his disciples. By eliminating the distinction between caste, he created a new religious order which was based on equality.
Brahmanara Shandalara Nibisarikul Datata Suratajana Drishtiyakotul.
In this new religion, there were no differences between a Brahmin and a Chandal, or between a donor and a thief. In order to give knowledge to the people, Srimanta Sankardeva invented a powerful entertaining tool called bhavana, which is a kind of theatrical performance through which he spread bhakti, equality, morality among the common people. He took the help of music and dance as effective means of teaching. He created a strong base of chorus singing accompanied by instrumental music, Dasavatara Nritta and Drupadi Nritta and Borgit. In order to lead the people of Assam along the path of growth and development, to inspire them, to give them diksha, and above all, to give them the concept of a high philosophy and respectable life. He drew pictures depicting the scenario of Vaikuntha. He started telling stories through paintings to enlighten them. He conducted Chinna Yatra Bhavana, which was continued for 7 days and 7 nights. Thus the Srimanta Sankardeva also played the role of an artist. Sankardeva became a Baidyaka, a player of musical instruments, founder of a new Drupadi Dhara with khol and tal. Srimanta Sankardeva became a singer, dancer, created a new form of Drupadi Sangeet. He was an expert playwright, director, and actor.
Oishanapokari, Devi Rukminiro Zestobhata, Rukmaname Mondamoti, Papi, Kupe, Poromo, Atupe, Kobarmoja Probehokoriawato, Ta Dehoho, Kunoho, Nirontore, Horibullohori.
He also became a writer, created classics like Kirtan Bhukha. He became guru for the people of Assam. Thus, Srimanta Sankardeva became a social reformer, the messenger of a new era and the dozen of Assamese literature and culture.
Assam is a state having breathtaking scenic beauty, rarest flora and fauna, lofty hills, lushy gardens, undulating plains, mighty waterways, dense forest and fertile valleys. It lies as a jewel of exquisite beauty and charm on the northeastern horizon of India. We, the children and staff from Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Golaghat, belong to that very land. Our school is very dear to us, as it not only fills our mind with fact and information, but also imparts to us the knowledge for life. The school has provided us with the environment which facilitates the development of head like that of Shankara, heart like that of Buddha, and hands like that of King Janaka. Today we are here to present the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, a bouquet of our cultural heritage, on behalf of 1,150 students of our school. In Assam, we have a delightful blend of culture, heritage, faith and belief of the numerous ethnic tribes and sub-tribes residing in this region. The culture and tradition of the state, its music, dance and literature are all interwoven in the social fabric and cross all barriers of caste, creed and religion. Swami has always told us, there is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one language, the language of the heart. There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. And there is only one God. He is omnipresent. Even our beloved Guru, Sadguru Sri Shankar Dev, who was born in the land of Assam, had taught us the same principle of brotherhood of man and fatherhood of God. He influenced Assamese culture the most. He has made the Assamese people pulsate with a new culture, a new faith and a new social order. He taught the highest of spiritual truth in the simplest of languages. Though we may be 3,000 kilometers away from Puttaparthi, still the principles on which our society stands is the same as to what our beloved Bhagwan has taught us. Let us now go to a Namghar in Assam, which is a place of religious worship and cultural gatherings. People from the nearby villages have gathered to watch the cultural presentation composed and directed by Sadguru Sri Shankar Dev.
I welcome you all to today's performance in this Namghar. We are so happy to see you all who have come from far-flung villages to encourage us. We will start our cultural presentation with Kayan Bayan. Stepped in the Neo-Vaishnava tradition of Assam, Kayan Bayan is a village orchestra that forms an integral part of various religious and cultural ceremonies. The two instruments played are tal, played by the Kayan, and the khol, played by the Bayan. The khol is the basis of traditional Assamese music that forms a part of the Kshatriya school founded by the Vaishnava saint Sri Guru Shankar Dev. Every village in Assam has such a band with the lead Kayan and Bayan. Let us now sit back and enjoy the performance.
Yeah.
after the splendid performance which depicted the perfect harmony between body, mind and heart, we are now going to present Kshatriya Nritya. Kshatriya Nritya is one among the 8 principal classical Indian dance traditions. The core of Kshatriya Nritya has usually been mythological stories. This was an artistic way of presenting mythological teachings to the people in an accessible, immediate and enjoyable manner. These dance dramas were in the main written and directed by Sri Guru Shankar Dev himself along with his illustrious disciple Madhav Dev. Kshatriya dance tradition is governed by strictly laid down principles in respect of hasta mudras, footwork and aharyas. Today, we are here to make a humble attempt to perform Jhumra form of Kshatriya dance, which is marked by vigor and majestic beauty.
going on inside the Namghar? Some people seem to be disappointed with it. Let us find out why.
Guru should not be criticized, but I can't stop. Look what he has done. People from all caste and religion are performing these sacred art forms. Everyone is allowed to go and perform in Namghar. By erasing these differences, he has created a lot of problems for us. Just tell me, Bakhar, have you ever heard that a Musalman can be a Hindu Bhakat? Even if we say that they are Allah and are Ishwasim, can they be one?
Hey, Bhim, don't shout. Chanso Yato is coming this way.
And that is Sanatan with him. Many boys of Tatikuchi regards Chand as their guru. Kenny Taylor, who is used to stitching torn cloths and seeing hives, be a guru? You know, Shankar Deva loves and trusts him. Is there any lack of Bhagat? Many groups of potters, weavers, boatmen and fishermen have already become Bhagat. Now a Musalman is becoming a Bhagat. Is it child's play to preach religion?
I don't know about that. Let us now move, brother. You know how enthusiastic our villagers are about play. They forget everything. From children to the old ones, man, woman, all rush, leaving behind all work. If we don't hurry, we will not be able to sit properly and watch today's play.
If you start now, it will be too early. We are just audience. What is the use of going so early? Wait, they are coming this way. Definitely, Chand will be given a seat in the front. If we go with him, we might also get a nice place.
Sanatan, is it sure that we have play today? The way these people are sitting till now doubts me.
Will you not sit with us for a while, Atoy? Play is without doubt today. Aren't you going there? Are you going somewhere else with the baggage on your back?
I have heard from the Bhakat that in Bordova, a fisherwoman was advised by Gurudeva to bring the water out to stop the speedy flow of the river Tembuvani. See how anyone can become a Bhakat?
You have heard it true. Our Gurudev has given equal status to all castes and gender.
You do not understand, Bhim. See, I join small pieces of cloth to make beautiful dresses. Isn't our Guru Shankar Deva doing the same thing? Some people in the society are trying to tear the society apart. They have not an iota of thought how to join them. And our Guru Deva is bringing them together into one family.
But Atoy, you have made Guru Deva a tailor.
Whatever you take it for, I join the torn clothes with needle and Guru Deva is doing it with the help of Bhakti Marg.
Speaking about today's play, nowadays, no one can sit back at home when there is play in the vicinity. So there will be a huge rush today.
Why are you so much interested to watch, Bhavana?
Oh, Atoy, what are you asking? Why will there be no interest? Earlier, we used to often listen to a little of what are there in scriptures. Nowadays, we see the characters alive. And so we feel and understand them better. We feel excited when we see Yudhishthir, Arjun or Krishna.
Are, you get moved by seeing the Gosais dressed as Krishna. Have you ever tried to understand why Gurudeva gives so much importance to all these cultural activities?
He emphasizes on it because people like it.
Mysterious are the ways of God and holy men. Their sole motive is welfare of humanity. Though it seems at the surface that it is for enjoyment, he has higher motives. See, when people perform these art forms, they forget their differences based on caste or religion. They come together and perform with the sole motive of pleasing Krishna.
Since you mentioned about religion, I have one doubt, Atoy. You have been a disciple of Shankar Guru, a Bhakat, but still you recite the name of your God, Allah.
Oh brother, you still have not understood our Guru. To be a disciple of Guru Shankar, To be a bhakat, one can remain a Musalman. Guru has never asked anyone to give up their religion to become a bhakat. His teachings are in the idea of true devotion and service.
Okay, I understood your point on religion. Is there any other thing which Gurudev is trying to teach us through his cultural activities?
Which play are they performing today?
I heard today they are performing the episode where Rama and Lakshmana kill Tataka and her sons.
Are there any demons left now? Scriptures say in Treta and Dwapar Yuga, the demons and saints were different people. So, God used to come down to earth and protect the good. But in Kali Yuga, there are demonic qualities as well as good qualities inside all of us. If God has to protect Mother Earth from demons now, then He has to kill all of us.
Then I do not want to witness any avatar now. I want to live longer.
Sanatan, all these plays that our Guru Shankardeva direct is to remind us that we should kill the demon within us. The yagna, which Lord Rama is protecting, was performed for him. Thus, if you want to kill the demon within, then he himself will come down and help you. He will hold your hand. We just have to take a step forward towards him. Through selfless service and bhakti, we must kill the inner demon of sectarianism and hatred. We are all his children.
Thank you, Chansayatoy, for explaining to us the essence of all that Gurudeva is doing for us.
You don't have to thank me for this. You are all my brothers. Let us hurry now. Otherwise, we will be late for the play.
Mano.
Entertainment highlighting religious messages prevalent in Assam. The history of Assamese drama begins with the plays of Mahapurush Srimanta Shankardev written in the early 16th century. These plays are popularly known as Ankyanats and the staging is known as Bhavana. These are simple dramas which show the victory of truth at the climax, thus resonating with the village lore. Today, we stage here the famous story of the tussle between Tataka and Lord Rama. Tataka and her two sons Subahu and Maruch try to disturb Sri Vishwamitra's yagna. Vishwamitra, foreseeing this, had already invited Sri Ramchandra and his brother Lakshmana to protect his yagna. Let us watch our Sri Rama destroying the evil forces in this bhavana.
Strong.
Strong. Oh. gajavadana ganana
Shut it up. पूज्य नाम पवित्र नाम राम नाम साई राम पुण्य नाम पवित्र नाम राम नाम साई राम हरे कृष्ण हरे राम मधुर नाम साई राम हरे कृष्ण हरे राम मधुर नाम साई राम पुण्य नाम पवित्र नाम राम नाम साई राम करुण सिंधु सीताराम दीन बंधु राधेश्याम करुण सिंधु सीताराम दीन बंधु हरे कृष्ण हरे राम मधुर नाम साई राम हरे कृष्ण हरे राम मधुर नाम साई राम पुण्य नाम पवित्र नाम राम नाम साई राम हरे कृष्ण हरे राम मधुर नाम साई राम पुण्य नाम पवित्र नाम राम नाम साई राम करुण सिंधु सीताराम दीन बंधु राधेश्याम हरे कृष्ण हरे राम मधुर नाम साई राम हरे कृष्ण हरे राम मधुर नाम साई राम पुण्य नाम पवित्र नाम राम नाम साई राम
जय हो लिंगेश्वरा
मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम दुस्तर भ्रम सागर तरणम मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम् सागर
सुखिनो भवन्तु ಸರ್ವಲೋಕಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು
ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾ